Well, good morning. This is Inside Lincoln County, and this is not Casey Miller. This is Don Lindley, and I'm filling in for Casey. He's home sick today. In fact, his wife is sick, and his new son is sick. So he's caught up with the rest of our office and picked up the crud that's going around Lincoln County these days. So I'm happy to be here, and with me today is Suzanne Miller, and Suzanne is the director of the Head Start here in Lincoln County. Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning, Don.
And, of course, Head Start is sponsored by the Community Services Consortium, and we could maybe talk about CSC a little later, but today we're going to talk about Head Start, and I thought it might be interesting just to take a minute and talk about what Head Start is, how it got started. And actually, back in 1964, President Johnson, during his State of the Union, declared war on poverty. How many of us remember that that program and that phrase? Well, one of the programs that came out of the war on poverty, as Johnson appointed Sergeant Shriver to direct that effort, was a program called Project Head Start. And they looked at calling it a number of different things from the beginning. But the bottom line is that it is intended to provide kind of a head start for low-income early childhood education. And in the beginning, it started out as a summer program, and then over the years, it has developed into full-time and younger kids and all of that. But when you think about it, to have a federal program like that that has been around for, 46 years now, and still, there have been changes, and I know that, like any federal program, there are a lot of details that Suzanne has to deal with, a lot of requirements and benchmarks and all of the rest. In the end, you know, it really is an excellent program to help kids who are lower income get off to a good start and eventually be successful in school, which is kind of the bottom line. So has it changed much over the years, Suzanne?
Well, I think that one of the things that makes Head Start a dynamic program and an important program is the fact that it does change, that, the needs of our society, as you know, you're right there on the forefront of that, are constantly changing. One of the things that hasn't changed, and I think that's really important, is that it does continue to serve the most high-risk families and children. And secondarily, it started out, and I'm glad you brought up the history, it started out as really child development, from the child development section of the government, and then moved over to the Department of Health and Human Services under the Nixon administration. But it is a child development program. And one of the things that is emblematic of Head Start is that it recognizes without question that birth to 8, or really birth to 5 for Head Start, is the most important developmental period for a child in the family. And also that without the family's engagement and without the community's engagement, children can't succeed. We need to look at our children as part of our general family. We are a family. We know that here on the coast very clearly. We're a very tight community. And, all these children are our children. So Head Start recognizes this and has continued to serve really the most high risk. And what that does is changes the future, not only the future for these children and their families, but for the whole culture, really.
Well, here in Lincoln County, let's see, I'm trying to think back now. Is it 94 or 95 or around there when CSC became the sponsor of Head Start.
Right.
At the time, the executive director, a couple of executive directors ago, CSC, a gentleman by the name of Denny Naughton approached me, and I was chair of the board at that time, as I am, in fact, this year, and said, you know, the sponsor of Head Start in Lincoln County, an organization out of Salem, was having a tough time of it and not making it. And he said, you know, we think this kind of fits with what CSC is all about. And it meshes nicely with some of the other services. Could you talk just briefly about some of the other things that CSC provides for the community?
Well, I think one of the things that's important for me as the director of Head Start is to be part of a wonderful group of dedicated individuals, which is what I consider CSC to be. And by having this wonderful group together, by all of us coming under this umbrella, the Community Services Consortium, what we're able to offer is so much greater. If we were a standalone Head Start, for example, we would then have to go out in the community and build relationships. We do that anyway, but I mean, we would have to do it for some fundamental services for the family, which CSC gives them. We already have a network built in for our families. For example, if they're needing assistance with, I mean, really, some of our families are able to look at buying a new house for the first time. And that kind of help, which they've never had, can come from CSC. Help with curing rental problems. If you've had rental problems in the past, CSC will help with that. Electrical bills, heating bills. There are so many success stories in our families that have resulted from our partnership with our programs. Our programs are a matrix of sort of interdependent programs that serve all of the families at Head Start and make a huge difference. So, and in fact, last year when we were reviewed by the federal monitors, as you will remember, Don, because you talked to them yourselves, they said that the fact that we were getting these referrals and making these changes as a result of the partnership was really one of the great strengths of this particular Head Start.
And of course, we back up just a second. CSC is a three-county organization, Lincoln, Benton, and Linn counties, and the governing board is made up of the nine county commissioners in those three counties. So it really is a cooperative effort between our neighbors. But the other thing that we're involved with, CSC is involved with, they run Food Share in Linn and Benton counties. They have job training programs. They have summer youth programs. And it all, as you said, really goes well together. Overall goal is to provide people an opportunity to empower people, actually, to get out of poverty and to, as you indicated, to buy your own home and get a job, and having your young people in school or the Head Start program is certainly a part of that. One of the things that makes Head Start unique is the important role that the parent policy councils play. Can you tell me a little bit about what they do and how they're organized and their role?
Yeah, the Policy Council this year, of course, is it's a wonderful group. Policy Council is made up of parents that are elected by the parent groups. We have meetings on a monthly basis, and the parents get together and they choose representatives of their particular classroom to sit on what's called the Policy Council. And the Policy Council is kind of a governing board, if you will, of Head Start. Obviously, many, many differences between a governing board, but still, it's the first time that these folks, the parents of the children, are coming together to help with decisions and planning. As the director, I give them monthly reports, as I do to our governing board. We talk about our budgets. We talk about personnel, policies, hiring. We talk about the curriculum. And they participate in making decisions. I'll give you an example. One of our wonderful policy council members from one of the classes in Lincoln City, we were at a meeting recently, and we noticed that the parents weren't holding children's hands out in the parking lot. Just a simple thing like that, but it can make a difference. It's a safety issue. And so we talked about that, the policy council and I, and one of the parents said, well, what about if you sent a letter home to the parents reminding them? And what about, it was just great because the parents themselves got involved with that. And as a result, we got some safety cones and put them right outside the front door saying hold hands and did education in the classroom. So policy council gets involved in small details that are absolutely essential, as well as, you know, reviewing budgets. So it's a great opportunity to get involved in the kind of the running of the show.
Well, that's great. Well, we're going to take a short break. We're here with Inside Lincoln County and speaking with Suzanne Miller, who is the Head Start Director here in Lincoln County for the Community Services Consortium. Well, good morning again, and we're back with Inside Lincoln County. I'm Don Lindley, and with us today is Suzanne Miller, the Head Start Director for the Community Services Consortium here in Lincoln County. Suzanne, we were just talking about the role that the parent policy councils play, and over the years, I've seen people who have been on those councils and have been the chairs and so on, and what a change in a year, the confidence level, the leadership that they are involved with picking up. And, you know, it's a big part of Head Start.
Yes,
Have you got some other examples of Head Start folks, policy council folks?
Well, you know, one of the most recent and wonderful experiences I had is going to a conference in Salem with one of our council members, Vice Chair Josh Mize. And Josh is a single dad. He's a widower. He's got two young girls, one of whom is at Head Start. Josh was at the conference with me, and we went over to the state capitol in Salem, and we had arranged to meet with Senator Verger and Representative Cowan. And it just so happens we were having coffee down in the cafeteria in the basement of the capitol, and we were with Dean Stephen Kaufman, one of our great volunteers. And we were talking about our meetings that we were going to go to and what we wanted to focus on. And all of a sudden, the governor walks in, you know, very casual. He's going over to order his coffee. And I think, oh, you know, this is one of the times I should just get up and introduce myself and thank him because he's, you know, he's very much of a supporter of Head Start. But I was just feeling intimidated. And so Josh, who's a very young dad, he looks over and he said, I'll do it. And he jumps up. And this is his first time in any kind of political environment. He jumps up, he walks over, you know, taps the governor, introduces himself, thanks him, and he comes back and he's flushed, he's kind of semi-overwhelmed, but it was just this great moment. We were so excited, and then went on to meet with Senator and Representative, and he, at each juncture, became, you know, more verbal and very confident, and as a result, he's just blossoming. You know, he's involving himself in more conferences, and he's going to be on the radio with Casey and, you know, all kinds of things. And so it's wonderful to see some. I mean, I can't even imagine doing that. You know, I was feeling like, oh, you know, maybe I should leave the governor. And the governor was so pleased.
Oh, that's great. Well, we have three Head Start centers in Lincoln County. And Head Start is only in Lincoln County and not in Benton County. So this is kind of special. Special for us over here.
Right.
Toledo, Lincoln City, and Newport. What kind of enrollment do we have, and is there a waiting list, and how many kids do we take?
I'm really glad you brought that up. Right now we're serving 154 families. We're hoping to go back to 160. That just we're waiting to hear on that from the state, from our state funders. But one of the things I want to really say right now is that we're in recruitment for next year right now, and Toledo is pretty nearly full. We always have a wait list, so there are many people who want to have their children in Head Start, and very often people who are over income, unfortunately, and are having, you know, they can't get in as easily. And right now we're recruiting, and so I want to make sure everybody knows that they can call any of our centers or stop by and pick up an application. There is a process to go through, but you can apply now, and it's really important to do that because you want to make sure that you have a place for your child in the fall. We are going to have open houses on the 11th, and that is next Monday. And we will have open houses in Lincoln City, in Newport, and in Toledo. And I hope everybody goes because we're fixing up our, we're having art, you know, the children's art will be festooning the places. And new murals are going to be in the hallways in Lincoln City and in Toledo. And I mean, sorry, in Newport. And we already have a mural in Toledo. But we're excited to have people come over. You can do, you can apply many ways, but I think easiest is calling in. And I'd like to give you one number. And that if you just call our Newport office, you can go ahead and ask to have applications sent to you. And that number is 541-574-7690. We have several classes that run in Lincoln City and in Newport and one class in Toledo right now. So we urge people to go ahead and sign up right away.
So in order to find out if you meet the eligibility and income levels and so on, best thing to do is to give you a call,
yeah,
and fill out an application and go from there. And
right.
Also, I understand that you always have a waiting list, so in case we lose a student or two here from relocating elsewhere, that you can maybe also slip in at some point during the year.
We just had two children who've been on our wait list enter into the program right now. And one, in fact, is going to kindergarten in September, and is so the mom and dad are so excited that the child will have it even two more months. Is critical in,
that's great,
in the child's life.
Well, Lincoln County is very committed to this program and recently sponsored a community development block grant, which is a federal program, to help build the Newport site. And it's now open, been open, I guess, for, this is the second year?
Second year.
And what a great project. I just want to thank those in the community who helped with this, because the $800,000, although that's a lot of money, was only about half of the cost of building this facility. So Lincoln County provided some resources. And then an impressive list of foundations and local contributors made up close to $500,000 out of that fund. So it was a great project, and it's a great facility. If you haven't been by there, it was a vacant ODOT shop at one point. So we really went green and recycled this building, and it's a beautiful building. And as are the sites in Lincoln City and Toledo as well. Well, in addition to getting kids ready for school and that kind of thing, what other services do you provide these children?
Well, I think what's really important to know about Head Start is that it really covers, for these little ones, a variety of ways that they can be prepared, not only for school, but for the social engagement that they're going to be experiencing for the first time. So we make sure that their social and emotional, the aspects of their growth are taken care of, and all the educational domains are covered. And not only that, they're measured. I don't know that everybody knows how accountable Head Start has to be. We are so accountable across the board for everything from the health care of the children, the dental care of the children, the mental health, emotional development, but also all of the domains of education, math, science, history. I know you think that between 3 and 5 you can't learn much. You can learn a great deal, trust me. And we can measure that success. In fact, must measure that success and must report on that success frequently. So, you know, Head Start is a multi-level approach to child development, including health, including mental and emotional well-being, as well as the important educational foundation that's going to make a difference for school readiness. Our kindergarten teachers in Lincoln County all say the difference between kids who come to us with Head Start preparation are already ahead of the game.
And we have a special, before we time gets away from us, we have a special ceremony that's coming up this Friday. You mentioned also the open houses on Monday, but on Friday up in Lincoln City, we're going to name the Head Start Center after a gentleman who has been a longtime volunteer and activist for Head Start. He is a retired federal attorney and has served on local and state councils, and his name is Dean Stephen Kaufman. And we just want to really appreciate the years of service that Dean Stephen has put into Head Start program. And so we're having a little ceremony and naming the building after him. Do you want to add anything about what's going on at 3 o'clock this Friday?
I'm just so excited. I can't think of anybody I'd rather honor than Dean Stephen. What a wonderful humanitarian he truly is. So we are going to dedicate the Lincoln County site, Head Start site.
Lincoln City site,
excuse me. That will be the Kaufman Building. And we will be having people from different Head Starts and friends and family of Dean Stephen. Our families will be there. You're going to be there, Don. And we'll be presenting him with some certificates and basically talking about all the things that he's done. And I can only say that for me as the director, he took on the role of my personal advisor and sort of ad hoc consultant to our program. And has helped me in enormous ways. And people from the state, people from the federal Region 10 offices for Head Start just can't say enough good things about him. So we're going to have a celebration, cucumber sandwiches.
That's great. Well, hopefully everyone will come up to the Head Start site. What's the address in Lincoln City again?
It's on Lee Street in Lincoln City.
Well, you turn right at the Hilltop Cafe
restaurant
and go a couple of blocks and you can find us, that's for sure. Well, before we go, you know, budgets are tight, and we don't know exactly what the funding picture will look like for both the federal and state governments for Head Start, and we're keeping our fingers crossed and certainly doing everything we can to see that that happens. But, you know, volunteers and individual donations from citizens go a long way, especially when budgets are tight and we have to buy supplies and things that we need. So if people want to get involved, who do they call?
Well, I would like people to call me directly. I have a cell phone and I answer it. So I would suggest if you are interested in donations or involvement on any level, please give me a call. And my cell phone is 541-207-2339, and I will be happy to talk with you.
That's terrific. Well, this has been Lincoln County Today. I'm Don Lindley, and filling in for Casey Miller, and we hope Casey is back and with us next week. He's been under the weather the last couple of days, so we'll look forward to having Casey at the mic next week. But we've been talking with Suzanne Miller. She's the director of Lincoln County Head Start. A lot of neat things going on. Come by for open house and join us up in Lincoln City for the Dean Stephen Kaufman ceremony.
Thanks, Don.